Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm not sure what I just saw, but my name is Ryan Jones, joined, as always, by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
I don't think anyone knows what they just saw.
So what I know I didn't just see was the finale of The Bachelorette, which I have to tell you, for 4 hours this week, I thought I was watching the finale.
As did I.
I got the most concerned when there were 20 minutes left and people aren't even dressed for a rose ceremony. I'm like, I know that we've run out of dudes, but I'm pretty sure they still want to do one rose ceremony before the final rose. So,
well, I was like, there's no way they're going to do it to be continued going into a finale. Like, why would you do something like that? But they like to prove us wrong. So,
and honestly, I should have listened to my own joke because right before I was starting watching night one, I was watching the pregame for the Clemson game, which was on ESPN. And they go to the pregame, and who's sitting there doing analysis but Jesse Palmer? And so I make a joke that, hey, Jesse, you're in the wrong studio, thinking just everything's pre-taped. But no, he's not in the wrong studio. I'm in the wrong friggin' week because the finale is next week. And these 4 hours were nothing even close to the finale.
No, we are still so far away.
So this was not finale nights, but it was overnights, which they're trying to call it instead of fantasy suites, I guess. And I don't know that I am totally down with that because, I mean, it's always been fantasy suites.
Yeah, I mean, it's a staple. Just keep it.
Hi. So we had not finale nights, and I don't quite know where to start. I mean, I think we knew this was going to go off the rails because right off the jump, Gabby and Rachel, everyone's happy. But of course, they have to say, oh, in our season, this is where everything went haywire. Like, oh, yeah. Have you ever seen any season of this or any horror movie? You don't say stuff like that.
Don't say anything like that ever. Because that means it's about to happen.
And so, I mean, going into these overnight dates, not fantasy suites, how did you think Gabby and Rachel were both going in, you know, wide open eyes and ready for an engagement?
Yeah, I think they were both pretty positive. I think they thought that they were just going to get the clarity as soon as they had these dates with each of them, which I mean, I guess they did. but I think they were also still trying to be on the cautious side because of what they went through. Mm-hmm. But I think they were trying to go into it positive, like, okay, we need to really figure out, like basically we got to narrow it down. Like, we need that clarity during these dates. And then we should be, you know, good to go sailing in the finale.
Oh, dun, dun, dun. Sweet girls thinking this is how it's going to go.
Yes.
And, you know, Rachel, I guess if you listen at all to this show, you know, I'm like the last person that's pro Rachel. So that's not going to change this evening. But I think right off her opening statement about all of her guys, you saw sort of the biggest issue, which is, you know, obviously she's talking all of them up, but Zach, she's going above and beyond, like, oh, everything is so perfect. Everything's amazing. It's like, but I'm not quite there with him. I'm like,
yeah,
you're literally
what are you
saying
talking about?
Everything is perfect. And he's exactly what you're looking for. And he makes you feel safe and this and that. And you're going through, well, there's problems with this person, he's perfect, except oh, I'm not going to get there. And this that probably should have been a little bit of a flag for us watching. I'm like, even her fiercest defenders have to start thinking, like, is there something?
Well, just even after hometowns, like, they always just seem, like, so solid. Like,
right?
It's like, what do you mean you don't know? Like, you're not sure. Like, he was became such a front runner, like, in, you know, as soon as they started going on those one-on-one dates.
Yeah, it was really bizarre. And we're just at the beginning of bizarre.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, Gabby only ends up having one full fantasy suite date. Mm-hmm. And it's right off the bat with Eric. And as we're going to be talking about going off the rails a lot tonight, but
just what the beginning.
Before that thing turned into a dumpster fire, what were you thinking watching that date?
I always knew that they had like this sort of connection, so I thought it was going to be a good date. Started off great in the jumping part, but they really both opened up again at dinner about family life and like the unconditional love part. And Eric, that was really his first time, I think, that he was like, you know, it hasn't been easy because there's two other men, shocking, like, you didn't know. But you know, Gabby's so worth it. So I just have to like stick it out, but there's still other two men and that's always in the back of my mind. And then said, you know, I'm in love and I just don't want to leave here without you.
And if it just ended there,
everything would have been fine.
Bingo. But because this dude can't get out of his own way, and we talk about producer interference all the time. So if you want
to, and being so cut off and like secluded, like, I don't know if I fully blame these kind of situations on the people. It just it depends on how far you take it.
1,000,000%. And I just wonder at this point, because I could see maybe Eric trying to blame, you know, producers in his ear or whatever. But clearly they had a conversation with the microphones off and no cameras, which is obviously sex is a part of the overnight dates. Mm-hmm. But just as important is having conversations you're maybe not comfortable having on camera. You know, you're right. Like, enough of my life is going to be able to be pulled up for the rest of my years. Like, there are certain things we want to talk about, whether it's politics or religion, which we heard mentioned tonight.
Yes.
In this case, it was the fact that, I think not only has this been hard on me, which I've talked about, but yeah, I feel like if you sleep with another guy, that would be cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And bad enough, I mean, I guess not bad enough. I don't know the right way to handle that, because I want to say bad enough you'd say that at all, but is he just phrasing it wrong at that point? And I don't mean that the one we saw, but like the initial conversation they had.
I think the concern is valid, obviously, because we see it multiple times every single season. Like, no one wants, you know, to go through that part of this week during those kind of dates. But I think because he used the word cheating, I think it came across completely wrong. Because if he just didn't use that word, then it would have been like, okay, yeah, we see this literally every single season, every single contestant leading up to this week. Like, it's just, if it doesn't happen, you wonder where it is, you know? Right. But I think because you called it cheating, that's not, that just takes a whole different connotation, I think.
Because this was at the crux of, obviously, Clayton's issues. I mean, there were multiple, but ultimately,
yes,
he saved Susie for last, thinking, well, she's the one I want, but let me see if I can get there with the other two first.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't mention until then, hey, by the way, I don't think this is going to be a thing if you were to be intimate with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, you're telling me this now as it being a deal breaker, whereas Eric isn't saying it, I guess, as a deal breaker this first time. This is just,
mm-hmm.
And so
during I'm with, date.
Yeah. So during the date, the conversation we can't see, I think I'm with you. It's just a matter of express your concern and your thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating is the wrong word to use because, as we've said every season, like, is this your first day? Do you not know what you signed up for? Like, right. This is literally one of the biggest parts of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say he used the wrong word. Fine. Clearly, she was okay with it because she still came out of that. Everything was fine.
Yes.
But then he decides, unbeknownst, that, you know, the date with Johnny happens, and we'll go over that quickly in a minute. But then he's like, very quickly. But he wants to meet on the bridge. Basically, it goes from cute to creepy, like, in a snap.
Yeah, I feel like this was I feel like this was a producer thing. Like, it was mentioned, and they're like, well, you should have said that on camera. And why didn't you have that conversation on camera? That wasn't really private. And I feel like they made him, like, bring it up again publicly.
Agree. I just feel at this
point. Not defending point, him.
No, of course not. Because I do think at this point in the show, you should feel confident enough, whether you're lead or contestant, to push back on your producers and say,
yes.
Yeah, I might have just mentioned it to you in our, like, debrief, but that doesn't mean it didn't belong where we had the conversation.
Yeah.
And so for him to first use the wrong term in the fantasy suites, but they had clearly she even said, she's like, we can go if you want, like, we can hash this out. I thought we already hashed it out. So clearly they had it a little back and forth, and she thought it was done. We have an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And if she was okay with it at that point, just let it go. She knows how you feel, but now she's going to make her decision.
Like, you didn't say you didn't share how you felt. Like, you had a whole conversation.
And because you were first, it wasn't even a Susie situation where, well, you didn't even get to tell her until after the two dates. So it's literally impossible for her to go back in time and not sleep with people that she's already slept with. Like, you're the first one. So you can say, hey, just me personally, really not digging this, even if you're using the wrong word.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just immediately when he turned it into a cute meeting to rehashing this stuff that she clearly thought, hey, we're done with.
Honestly, well, you could see immediately that he regretted it. Very quickly.
I mean, I think Gabby's been very strong through most of this season, which is mainly because it's such an all over the place year with the two bachelorettes.
Situation.
So much of it isn't even her fault, the real crap. But this is one where, and I understand she thought maybe that he was going to be the one at the end, and maybe, I mean, sort of still is at this point, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But for her to go from rightly pissed off to walking back to him and being like, oh, I just needed a time to think about it, and then, like, consoling him.
It's a little bizarre.
I just wish that she would have it, like, and I understand you don't want to just end your, I mean, at that point, she still thinks she has one more anyways, but I just wish she would have pieced him out and been like, yeah, I'm going to trust my gut on this one. Because so, over and over, she would say to herself, yeah, I'm not sure. Now I'm questioning everything. Just cut bait and run. And that, yeah. I was really bummed that she didn't do that.
Yeah. I think there was just something, maybe her gut is actually telling her that she's just going to get over it. And this is her person. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, clearly that has to be it. And it's hard for any of us to be in those shoes. And I do wonder if we'll get some questions in the finale to both of them, because now that they are bringing up multiple times, we don't know how hard this decision is. If they'll feel any better, and probably not, but I think it's worth the question if they'll feel any better about how Clayton handled things, because now they know how difficult it is when there are multiple people either that you're interested in or...
Yeah, how to deal with it.
Exactly. And as we've seen, neither of them are handling things perfectly. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be very curious if they have any empathy towards him.
For that aspect.
That's it. Yeah. And I was one of the few people sort of defending him in general, more about with the Susie thing, but because of the length of the comment, we were not going to rehash last season, but I do think that they've gone through a couple steps here where I'm thinking maybe an apology is too strong, but I do think that they're going to view parts of their first season very differently now.
Yes, agreed.
And so that went from Eric being like, he's the front runner no matter what happened with Johnny, to, oh, yeah, she really might leave with no one at this point.
Yes.
And part of that then is even bigger because you go back and go through the Johnny date, which did any of us ever really think that Johnny was here, no. To date her at all? And not it's not against Gabby. It's if he had picked Rachel, if he had been on a different season, like, I just think he wanted to be on TV. Yes. And he wanted to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Which is happening.
And a lot of people were pissed off because they showed the commercial with him in it before they officially broke up.
Like, was it a spoiler?
This is what I'm saying. How can you be upset at that? And I'm Mr. Avoid Spoilers. Like, I get upset if anybody mentions anything. I'm that weird dude. But at what point could you, unless you were like related to Johnny, at what point could you possibly think
that he
had any interest in being engaged to anyone in like the next 10 years?
Yeah. Yep.
And so like their date was fine. Like, you know, they did what they do, which, hey, we're having fun. You're dope. You're great. You taught me so much. But then it's like,
I also think he's one of those guys who never imagined himself making it this far.
Yes.
And then he's like, wakes up and he's at like the overnight portion of the season. And he's like, wait, what? How did I get here?
And we do see that every season. Absolutely. The person who had, you know, want to come on again, want to be on TV, maybe Bachelor in Paradise, never thinking, oh crap, I'm gonna have to meet Nia Lane, you know?
Yeah.
And then it quickly,
whoa, wait a second.
You quickly have to do the math. Okay, how can I get out of this without seeming like the biggest jerk ever?
Yeah.
And you can have the argument about, oh, why don't you tell her earlier? And that's fine. But then when you reconcile with, oh, he never had any intention of, like, ever at any point being engaged, I thought he handled it fine. Like, if you're going to wait.
I have no, like, positive or negative towards him. I just didn't think that he was even a contender at this point.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. So it might seem a little hypocritical for how I'm going to destroy some of these other guys, but it's mainly just because I never took Johnny seriously in this.
Yeah.
Not from the beginning.
It wasn't real.
And no. And so could he and should he have maybe 3 weeks ago bowed out graciously and said, you know what, this you're a great girl, but I really just don't see myself getting engaged at the end of this? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he should have done that. All in all, it's whatever. Yeah. We're renaming Johnny, and that's that's basically all that we need to do.
No feelings.
So at that point, Gabby is now, Eric is maybe because he's sort of weird, and now Johnny's out. So at least she's thinking, okay, well, Jason, though, I'm really confident, and you got to stop saying this stuff, guys, really just, confident that he's in a place where he wants to be engaged just like me. And
cut to him with Jesse.
Yeah, I'm not like, really ready
I don't
for
think
engagement.
I can get there.
Well, and so here's the Jason question. When should Jason have told Gabby, yeah, this isn't for me?
I mean, at least last week, because he said it to his family. So he's known it for a couple of weeks now.
And he seemed like someone that was there, get ready to drink, folks, even if you're listening to this at 10 a.m., for the right reasons. He seemed like a dude up until the hometown when all of a sudden, apparently everyone was like, yeah, never mind, I don't want to be engaged. He seemed like, oh, yeah, this is, whether it's him or it's Eric, like there's Gabby's, never mind, Gabby's going to have someone that's going to put a ring on it.
Yeah.
So I do think that it's worse for Jason than Johnny, because honestly, I thought Jason was serious, as serious we get in this show. Yeah. And he waited all the way until the end of the date. And at dinner,
I didn't find it malicious though. Like I didn't find it like, oh, I want to see how long I can last. Like, I feel like with him, it was kind of like, no, maybe I can actually get there, you know, just by his actions and how he was throughout the season. I didn't feel like he was just there to be on TV. I felt that he was actually trying. He's like, no, maybe I can get there, but let's see how far I have to go to see if it's, if something's there.
Yeah, I could see that. I think the reason I'm much more critical of him is because I agree with a lot of that. I don't think he was just someone that, okay, let me show up, let me get on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, he gave this a go.
Right.
And I was still even on the, okay, it's not malicious side at the beginning. And her face was fantastic, by the way. Like, as he's saying, like, yeah, 7 days, I'm not going to be ready. And she just was stone-faced.
You're what?
And fine. I think where all that turned for me, and it's similar thing happens later with Rachel, but not with the contestant, with the lead, is when all of a sudden he basically just talks her into the fantasy suite, seemingly just to be like, hey, yeah, let's get in the fantasy suite, do fantasy suite things. Mm-hmm. But then clearly, when she pressed him on, hey, let's lean into that engagement talk again and getting there, and was clearly just like, yeah, nah, never mind.
Yeah.
That's where I started to turn on, maybe it was really malicious, because he did everything that someone would of who, like, yeah, I got this far, I might as well just get laid first.
True. Okay, I get that.
Because he could have said, you know what? I'm not at a point where I'm ready to be engaged, but I really think that we could be something, and I want to leave here with you. So know that I'm committed to a relationship with you, but because I only want to get engaged once in my life, I don't want to do that. Even in this, I know what I signed up for. I don't want it to be rushed because I think this could be. Yeah. And it went from, yeah, I can't get engaged. I don't think I'll get there with you, but you're really cool, to, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, maybe I'll get there. Let's go to let's have this one-on-one time.
Let's see.
So let's have that. And he even said it, the intimate time, which in a moment of weakness, Gabby allowed, and not the intimate part, thankfully, but to get into the fantasy suite. But thankfully, she's like, yeah, we're going to answer some questions first, my guy. Like, we're getting the quiz out.
You need your interview.
And he answered very wrong. So it just, the whole, just, he went from like a dude that seemed like he might want to get married to, at hometowns, I'm not ready, to here, I'm not going to get engaged, but hopefully I'll get lucky. And it just, he did a complete 180 for me.
I can see that.
And I do enjoy, because I was so upset that she gave him a second or third chance, whatever. And they come back for commercial and it's just on the made bed. I'm like, oh, that's some quality producing right there. We can talk all we want about forcing people to do this and, you know, making sure we get this on camera. That was perfect. And
it was.
Then she still somehow doesn't think it's over when she even recounts how he's like, yeah. He basically just didn't even fight for it. He's just like, yeah, this isn't going to happen.
We're good.
But my other, I guess, last point on these two. So they finally have their chat where she officially makes it official. Why does she hug him again?
I think it was just kind of like,
like muscle memory. I just
like whatever. No. Crazy hard feelings, I guess. This is not working out.
I would have kicked him in the nuts because
I think it's just a standard thing to do, unless you're like kicking someone out
and kicking them. But it just, if you weren't wrecked by her walking out and talking about how, like, I wasn't going to be reckless with other people and he was reckless with me.
Oh. She does have quite dramatic lines. I do.
She is maybe the most quotable bachelorette we've had in ages.
It's great.
I still can't believe that we're not just finishing a season of Gabby as the bachelorette.
I mean, yeah, I know.
That's neither here nor there. At that point, she has maybe no one. So they're setting up for a rose ceremony, only for roses for Rachel. We'll get to Rachel's dates.
Close out Gabby.
Close the door. So I'm thinking she's leaving by herself. She's alone, and God bless you. You're not going to give anybody the time of day.
Yeah.
And instead, she goes and visits Eric. And I mean, I need to know your thoughts on this. Can you call it a reconciliation? I don't know.
I mean, I guess.
She sits down with him and even says, like, I'm jumping right in. And I think she's going to cut him in half.
I did too.
But instead.
It's you.
What? How did we get here?
This happens every season. They doubt one person, then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, okay, I slept on it. It's you.
How does she say out loud, you taught me how I wanted to be treated? Their literal last conversation?
Yeah.
When he basically tried to, like, guilt her into not going on another date?
Yeah.
I am pro Gabby 100%, but please help me understand how this happened.
I cannot.
It doesn't make any sense. And maybe that's the beauty of it. Maybe that is Gabby. Next week, we see Eric, shocking, goes off the rails again. So he seemingly gets what he wants just to go in the crapper again.
Yeah.
And I wonder if this is going to be a situation of not quite like a Johnny, because I thought right up until he became a jackass, but I thought like 100% he's good to go, wants to be engaged, all that.
Yeah.
But I do almost wonder if he gets to this point where like, you're the only person here and I'm so happy and everyone's so happy. He's like, oh,
he's like, wait,
this happened 10 days earlier than I was expecting.
Wait a second. I'm not there.
So about that, and so we will find out how Gabby's story ends on the most, what did he call it? A million shocking. Different things. Yeah. Shocking. The most, a lot of things, emotional, shocking.
It will change their lives forever.
And I think they might have even said change our lives, because that's how big it's going to be.
Yeah.
But much to my chagrin for most of this year, there are two bachelorettes. And so we do need to talk about Rachel. And oh, there's so much to talk about here. I think we'll go through the easy one first, which is Rachel and Avon.
Mm-hmm.
Is there really anything to even nitpick here? I think that this is like most of their dates. Everything was great.
Yep. Seems like a shoo-in.
And maybe that's why it took up the least amount of the show, just because they're, you know, everyone's happy. He's totally understanding about everything that she's gone through. And he just seems like a normal, nice dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I hope this doesn't end up being one of those cases where, you know, I get 12 emails about like, there are 15 stories about how Avon's a dick. And I'm like, guys, I don't know.
A close friend is friends with him. So
there we go. We've got the insider confirmation.
He is what he seems.
Because you have to remember, when you don't search for spoilers on this show, like I don't. Like the girls, I have a bit of a blind spot. So you or guys when it's flipped. So I can only go off what I see. And mm-hmm. he seems like a good dude. Because that's the one thing. So we didn't talk about men tell all, and we won't. But
we do not need to.
But Nate was very similar in that respect. It's like I thought Nate was number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these stories come out, and I have people doing, you know, sending the angry emails when I'm here praising him about like he was dating two people at the same time. Like, how am I supposed to know that?
Yeah.
And when he did even get asked about it, he gives this super long answer where he basically confirms it. Like he doesn't deny any part of it.
Yeah.
So he basically is just like, yeah, I dated two women and didn't tell one of them I had a daughter.
Yeah.
But here we are. Like, oh, so they let him come on the couch just to basically say, yep, all those rumors were true.
To confirm.
Okay, cool. But anyways, but Avon seems like a good dude. But it's also drama free. So what that means, of course, is why would Rachel be most interested in him? Because it's too easy, right?
Go for the drama.
Yeah, and because even while all this is happening, nonstop drama with friggin' Tino, who we have to keep checking in on how he's having the Eric
Jesse
issues.
Jesse is earning his paycheck this season.
He really is. Because these dudes, man. Like, grow a set, guys, because what the hell? Constantly have
Chris
to
Harrison would never.
Oh, my God. I can't believe there are other people. And there's only one allowed per season. I don't care if there are multiple bachelorettes. Like, what are you guys doing?
It can't be all of you.
Oh, my. Seriously. Like, yes, there are other people on this show. Boo friggin' who? Like, what is happening? So Tino just constantly like, oh my God, this is the worst. And Rachel thinks my parents don't like her. Well, because they don't.
They do not.
They do not, like not even a little bit. And so for him to be talking even in circles to Jesse to try to convince him that it's like, oh no, they would do that to anyone. Like, well, that's not great either.
Yeah.
Like, that is that a selling point? Oh, my family's going to be jerks to no matter who it was. It's not her.
It's supposed to be a positive thing.
It's like, oh, that's so much better. Oh, they're not just jackasses to Rachel, they'd be jackasses to anyone. Good to know. So Tino as a whole, like, I'm out on, I've been out on Tino. I've, like, obviously early on it looked like they had like something, but just the way he talked, almost like he's one of those people that talked as a game but never got in trouble for it.
Yes.
And he's just been so creepy this whole time. And it probably should have been a bigger red flag. Yeah, and a bigger red flag for Rachel that she was, like, into him and like, seemingly into him more than anybody. Because I don't get it one bit.
I feel like no one...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No one made it a big deal about him at all.
No. And I don't.
They just let him slide.
And I don't understand why, because he just seems so, and I'm not saying this because of, he's a sweater. A lot of people are sweaters. It happens. But, like, he just seems so slimy.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
just, oh, I don't get it at all. And, you know, they have their little date and it's so super awkward. But then at dinner, they have it out and, you know, he's still sweating. And it's another situation where you easily could be like, yeah, this isn't working. But instead, it's like, this is the greatest thing ever. I'm so glad we talked about this. What?
Yeah.
Like, and even a large, and not, social media is not real life, I get that. But like a large portion of people, as I'm scrolling by, like, oh, that's right, Tino. They'll accept you because I tell them to. I'm like...
Like what?
People were taking that as like he's this great man. Like, this is the same dude who was making excuses for every single member of his family.
Yeah.
While they were just destroying her. And we won't use the G word, but he wasn't being completely honest with her when right afterwards he's trying to be like, no, they totally liked you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And that was one of the few times this season where I gave her props, because she was not accepting that BS.
Yeah. She was like, no, they hated me.
Yeah. But in this case, she did accept it, because it's like, yes. Oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. And by the way, we do then need to talk about this. So Avon, oh my God, I'm falling in love with you. Tino, not just I'm falling in love with you, I love you too. Don't want to be the guy that's constantly asking you about Clayton, but for someone that was giving him a lot of crap for doing multiple things, especially this, with multiple people,
it's happening.
Is this really, like, she's not picking up on this at all?
Nope.
It's like,
she's too in it.
I'm only going to say it to one person. And then all of a sudden she's handing them out like it's, you know, Oprah's gift day. And you get this and you get this. And
you get love. You get love.
Oh, my God. So I don't know where her head's at, obviously. But I just don't understand how she heard what he was saying and turned it into, oh my God, you're basically like the love of my life.
Yeah.
What? I know we said that was going to be the theme of this season and it's really lived up to that. What?
Yeah.
I just.
Oh, it's totally going to be him.
Oh God. Oh my God. I'm going to tell you now, if it's him and we do predictions at the end, like we always do, I'm giving it like 3 months because there's no way in hell that could ever work. If that, it just can't. I can't even. So if that isn't enough for Rachel, oh my God, because of course there needs to be more. We get to Zach. Zach is great. Zach is awesome.
Yeah, we love Zach.
Zach's a cool dude. Met his family. His family welcomed you. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. What a shocking revelation that their family can be so welcoming and everything's great. And although I was curious how he said he's never raised his voice to his family because it's literally not possible.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Like, you have the most kumbaya family I've ever seen. And you want to tell me you've never raised your voice to your family?
Yeah, that's not
no.
Accurate.
You know why? Because you're a friggin' human. And so that was a little worrying for me that Zach was like, I've never raised my voice to my family.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, yeah. I'm still on your team. Still a fan. Gonna have to dock some points there. Because that's definitely not true.
That's not true.
Yeah, if you spend any time, then whatever. But whatever. So, Rachel's even saying like, "Oh my God, he's," and even said, "perfect."
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow though makes it a bad thing because like, oh well, the other two are great too.
Yeah. But are they
perfect? But are they perfect? And. So this is the perfect, as she said, the perfect date.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell happened once the cameras went away?
I do not know, but I would pay any amount of money to know.
And for people that are screaming for, oh, we need the one conversation, so that we know who's telling the truth. Do you understand it was when there were no cameras around?
Yeah.
That's literally the point here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're clearly a little awkward in the morning, but seemingly happy, happy. And then immediately, because she's even saying like,
they're definitely awkward in the morning.
Tough conversations, but you handled it well. I mean, okay. That's sort of weird.
It's just a weird thing to say.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. And
like, why isn't it we handled it well?
Correct. Bingo.
Yeah.
And so I'm already out on her. So this is on Rachel. So take this with as many grains of salt as you need. But at that moment, it was like, oh, like this was that into Zach telling Jesse what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, you're that like person in the horror movie that like all of a sudden you think is the good, like part of the family. But now it's like, I've been setting up this family all along so that like everything goes horribly wrong. Thinking, oh, she's been the villain all along. And I listen, I'm in my corner. I understand that. So I'll ask you, Zach saying she was a completely different person, just hammering me and not in the way I'm sure he thought going into the date, hammering me on you're too young. You're too young. You're too young.
Which makes no sense.
Well, makes no sense for so many different reasons. First of all, they're basically the same age.
They're
and second
different.
And secondly, she was his age in the fantasy suites saying she was ready to be engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems kind of weird for you to be attacking someone who is saying they're ready and you saying you don't believe them because of their age.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Here's my question for you, because there's no way to know this, and it sounds like they're going to yell about it some next week, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cameras are off. Who do you believe? Is Zach telling the truth about this, like, scene? Okay, the camera's away. Now you're too young. You don't want to be engaged. Or is he just making this up because he's the psychopath?
I don't know. Like, I kind of believe Zach.
Okay. I don't want my Rachel bias to get in the way of this, because, like, there wasn't even a question for me. Like, there are a lot of people, and I understand Rachel has her stands, and I appreciate you all too,
mm-hmm.
that are trying to drag him and saying, like, no, show us the receipts, which, again, there was no cameras, people.
Yeah, there are no receipts.
But this would be such a weird angle for him to take.
Right.
And she sort of confirmed it when she said, like, we had tough conversations and you, as you pointed out perfectly, you mm-hmm. handled it well.
Yeah.
Isn't that her, in her, again, happy because cameras are around voice, confirming that that's what happened?
Yes.
I mean, that's how I took it. But again, I try to step away because
I like Rachel. I'm not as far down the line as you are, but
definitely
I'm
are not.
Like, I'm not a huge fan either. So I'm kind of in the middle, but I think I just don't understand why Zach would say something like that. Like, you could say anything else.
Literally.
If you wanted to start something or if you wanted to leave, you could say anything else at that point. And
because he was the one that mentioned, I think, like, oh, we talked about religion and politics. And then it got to age and do you want to get married? So he could have gone down any of those other roads, because especially now more than ever, I mean, politics and religion can 100% be mm-hmm. a non-starter for so many people. Like, this is my red line.
Mm-hmm.
And so much more than you would think, oh, you're 3 months younger than me. You can't possibly want to get engaged to me.
Right.
So he could have easily taken any of those disagreements, assuming there were some, either politics, religion, whatever. And then they could have a back and forth about, well, I don't think you took that. This is a very black and white issue.
Yeah.
Like, either she is a complete phony or he's a complete lying psychopath. There is really no in between here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't, that's such a weird thing to be made up. I don't see that happening.
So, I mean, I'm going to be fascinated over these next 24 hours as people continue to weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, again, or even especially, not even, especially, like, Rachel's biggest fans, as you look at this, are you 100% sure, like, oh, no, he's totally making this up. There's no way, like, camera off and scene, you know, I'm out of character now. Let me be the real me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is, I can't even remember the last time this sort of allegation against a lead.
Yeah.
During the show. I mean, this is, that's mm-hmm. pretty extreme.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm actually excited for next week. It's been a long time since we've had this kind of excitement.
Seriously. And so imagine me watching, like, literally the last 20 minutes of 4 hours of The Bachelorette when it's finally dawning on me, oh crap, this isn't the finale. And I'm thinking, well, what are they at least going to leave us with? And all I get is Jesse walking, like, among debris? What's happening?
A stripped down studio, like a disassembled studio.
Like, does he have to build the sets now too? I understand, you know, listen, it's a tough job market out there. It's hard to keep people. And so maybe they didn't want to pay what's necessary, but the dude needs to build the sets now too.
Definitely added dramatic effect.
Oh my God. So we have finale and it's only, I believe it's only Tuesday.
Yes.
Because I also thought these were the last 4 hours of the show. So what the hell do I know? So we're heading into the finale, and because of Monday Night Football, it's on Tuesday.
Yep, only Tuesday.
We've got two bachelorettes. One seemingly only has one dude. One at least has three, we think. Who ends
so
up?
It's interesting. It only says it's 2 hours.
Which is probably, and I give him credit because I'm shocked they're not stretching it out to three. But if you think about where we're at, they really just, if Gabby really only has the one, then it's him meeting her family and then making a decision. Okay, do we get married?
True. I'm just thinking of like after the final rose.
Totally. Absolutely.
Like it's not like sometimes they do it separate. It's not showing up separate. It just says 123 minutes on Tuesday the 13th.
Yeah, my guess is it's just going to basically be that hybrid that they've been using.
Yeah.
Where, because they said it's all happening live, I have a feeling it's going to be all mixed together after the final rose slash the last of whatever we need to see.
Yeah.
So, Gabby, Rachel, what happens?
I'm stumped, actually.
Give us a guess as the expert around these parts.
I think Gabby will stick with Eric. Ugh. And I think Rachel's going to go Tino just because of her track record this season.
I'm going to say that Gabby...
I don't think it's Zach.
I'm going to say Gabby is an independent woman by herself.
That wouldn't be hard to believe either.
And I think Rachel is going to be with Tino. And I'm going to hate every second of it. And while every single year we sit here and I wish them all well.
I just don't see how it can be. No. Zach.
No, I mean, that would be incredible. But...
And I'm pretty sure it's not even, so.
It's a bummer, but we will find out Tuesday night in the most emotional and unpredictable finale ever. The crazy controversy
it's actually
about
a lot
to ensue.
It's actually kind of a lot to add to go into that 2 hours when you think about it, because they have to meet their families, Rachel and Gabby's.
Right. Well, I mean, with Gabby, it's just one meeting.
Well, yeah.
So there's that. And then an engagement. And then, yeah.
And then all the drama. And then.
All the crying.
The after.
And the snots and everything.
Oh, so much to look forward to.
So besides the not finale tonight, is there anything else going on in this wonderful world we live in?
There's actually not too much. Claire debuted her new boyfriend on Instagram.
Of course she did.
And Amanda Stanton married her boyfriend. So
I saw that, and I had to do a double
take.
Which
I love her.
Who's this?
She's great.
Yes, and so I hope all works out, because she was one of these classic contestants who I really thought, like, yeah, they're here wanting to like make this happen, and then just kept like getting like smacked in the face with jerk.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, exactly. So I hope, fingers crossed, that one works out.
Yeah, I'll share one of her posts, because there are some great pictures with her daughters. So I will share that.
Wonderful. Well, listen, as always, Katie, you are the brains behind this operation. So well done. At Bachelor Podcast, let us know what you think is going to happen in this finale. Like I said, at Bachelor Podcast on all socials. And we are going to see you back here, we think, for real, for the actual finale next week.
Woo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.